The first lesson comes from Ezekiel chapter 17, verses 22 to 24. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will take a sprig from the top of the lofty cedar. I will set it out. I will break off a tender one from the topmost of its young twigs. I myself will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain height of Israel, I will plant it in order that it may produce boughs and bear fruit and become a noble cedar. Under it, every kind of bird will live. In the shade of the branches will nest winged creatures of every kind. All the trees of the field shall know that I am the Lord. Bring low the high tree and make high the low tree. I dry up the green tree and make the dry tree flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will accomplish it, word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Second reading comes from Psalms chapter 92, verses 1 through 4, 12 and 15. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night. Lo, the music of the lute and the harp to the melody of the lyre, for you, O Lord, have made me glad by your works. At the works of your hands I sing for joy. The righteous flourish with the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God. In old age, they still produce fruit. They are always green and full of sap, showing that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the gospel acclamation.
Hallelujah, Lord, to whom shall we go?
The Gospel according to Mark, the fourth chapter. Jesus also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. And when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." Jesus also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. We talk quite a bit about the kingdom of God here at Holy Cross. I would say more than a lot of other churches. And this idea of the kingdom of God, or the reign of God, the rule of God coming to fulfillment on earth. And what that means is things being set right in the world. Justice and healing and everyone cared for. Everything the way God intends for it to be. We talk about this and we pray for it every week and throughout the week, every time we say the Lord's Prayer, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. So how on earth will these things be accomplished? I mean, we know that we are in complete crisis on this planet, right? Exploitation of all the earth's resources has led to a global climate crisis. There are wars upon wars in more countries than I can keep track of. People are starving on the streets, even in the wealthiest nations, while others spend millions, even billions, on recreation. How can God's dream for us and for our world become a reality? Well, people in Jesus' time had similar questions. Their problems were different from ours, some of them. But the world they lived in was not as God wanted it to be. They knew that the same God who delivered them out of slavery in Egypt would deliver them from the struggles and the injustice that they saw in the world around them. Like us, they waited and they prayed and they trusted in God's ability to make things right. In fact, when Jesus showed up, many people were waiting and hoping for God to bring about this change through divine domination, for God to send someone to strong-arm things back on track with military force. Some even hoped that person might be Jesus. So when Jesus spoke of a new kingdom, God's kingdom, many people heard the promise of rescue that would look something like this. Okay, they didn't have tanks, right? So maybe a little more like this. Military force to set things right. Someone to force out the oppressors and make things better for the people being oppressed. But instead, when Jesus taught about the kingdom of God, he told parables and painted pictures with his words, teaching the people that God's kingdom would look more like this. Or maybe this. It's the church yard a couple months ago. But we know what dandelions do, right? How they just take over. Well, they didn't have dandelions, but they did have this, mustard. Where Jesus lived, mustard was prolific, and it could pop up anywhere and just take over. You didn't have to plant it, like you don't have to plant dandelions. It would just show up, and good luck getting rid of it. Jesus took this everyday nuisance, this everyday plant metaphor, and he actually was riffing on some other scripture that the people were familiar with, scripture that we heard in our first and second reading. He took this familiar metaphor and tweaked it, the metaphor of the cedars of Lebanon, this mighty and majestic tree that would shelter the nations, and said, well, God's kingdom is a little bit more like a weed. Not towering and majestic, but tenacious, underestimated, and everywhere. Yes, the kingdom of God is like something that grows, Jesus taught them, like tiny seeds that become big and that grow into something that feeds people and provides shelter. The kingdom of God grows even when we aren't looking, even when we can't see it. All the little seeds that were planted by God throughout the years, all the little seeds that God continues to plant through us, they're growing and spreading and multiplying. Every moment of forgiveness, every step toward justice, every resource shared or hungry person fed, every word of kindness, every single act of love like seeds hidden underground. It's mysterious. And like seeds, we can't control the process. We can't control the germination or the sprouting. But the good news is that God grows God's kingdom, even when we're sleeping, like it said in the parable. Even when we don't understand, even when we are tired of the work of seed planting, God continues to do the growing. I was reading about noxious weeds, and I learned that their seeds can sometimes lay dormant for 20 years. That's why we can't get rid of them. Which is when we think they're gone, they resurface and sprout. That's why Jesus uses this weed metaphor. That's what we don't always see it happening. We might think nothing is happening, but it is still there. It is still working, and God is still growing. Overwhelmed by everything that's wrong in the world, we can't always see it. But the good news is that God's kingdom is tenacious, like a weed. It won't give up, and it won't be kept out. It is resilient and prolific, and it will continue to grow and provide shelter for all the birds, all the people. God's kingdom defies expectations of what power looks like, of what greatness looks like. And it breaks through all barriers, creeping under our fences and breaking through cracks in the pavement. And once it gets in, good luck getting it out. And so we can continue to work and to pray for the kingdom of God, for the day when God's dream for the world and for God's people is fully realized, the day when all people are fed, everyone has a safe home, God's love for all people and all of creation is lived out. We pray and we work for the kingdom of God, when none of creation is exploited, none of God's children are exploited or mistreated, when those who have been pushed down will be lifted up, and those who are on top of everyone else will be brought down so that all will be cared for. And all will have enough. The good news is that God's kingdom has already begun to grow. The good news is that it is God who causes it to grow and to keep growing, even when we're sleeping, even when we can't see it, even when we don't understand how it's possible. God is growing God's kingdom. And all the tiny seeds that we've scattered, all the tiny seeds that have been planted within us, God nurtures and grows these seeds in ways that we can't even imagine. God is growing a kingdom that is resilient, prolific, and unstoppable. A kingdom that provides shelter for all. A kingdom that continues to grow until all the world is transformed. Thanks be to God. Amen.